I also want to sort of validate this act of collection, that it's a very human act, that everybody has these sort of impulses to discover and collect and examine, and how enjoyable that is, what a joy it is to marvel at these wonders that we discover in the world.
That's Lucy Nisley, and I'm Dan Skinner. This is Conversations. Ahead, we'll talk about her picture book, Searching for Walks. Lucy Nisley is the award-winning and New York Times best-selling graphic novel creator of Relish, Kid Gloves, and the Peapod Farm series, as well as the picture books You Are New and Ride With Me. Lucy, welcome to Conversations.
Thank you very much for having me.
Tell us about the inspiration for Searching for Walks.
Well, my own child was a big walk collector from a very young age. And particularly during the pandemic, we would take these long, ponderous walks when they're about 3 or 4, where we would walk about a block away in the city of Chicago. And along the way, I would watch my kid pick up small items, usually like a pilfered rock from a neighbor's garden or a small drop toy or something along our way. And it was always so interesting to watch them marvel at this discovery that they'd made. And I thought this was so lovely. And I drew about it in my sketchbook. And I keep a sketchbook full of comics, often about the things in my life that inspire me. And so this comic where I was showcasing my toddler's walk collection got a lot of responses from parents who were familiar with the phenomenon of a toddler's obsession with walks.
So in this case, walks aren't necessarily just rocks. They can be other pretty things.
Correct, which is why it's not searching for rocks, it's searching for walks. And I noticed that anything deemed a walk by my young child was sort of elevated to this wondrous discovery, it added to their collection. So I wanted to make this distinction that you could have a natural collector's response to something that perhaps wasn't necessarily a geological find.
So this is a picture book. So for what ages is it intended?
Picture books tend to be from ages 1 or 2 to about 6 or 7.
Do you have a copy of the book handy?
I do.
Could you read a little bit of the book for us to give us a taste of what readers are going to find here?
All right. I am searching for walks. I am an expert at walk finding. There, look. Look at it. But don't touch. It is mine, and it is very rare and precious. I will keep it safe. Pat, pat.
So, do you hope the kids will just sort of identify with what the character in your book is doing, or are there some other sort of things you hope the kids are going to take from the book?
I certainly hope they identify with this character and that they're able to sort of find wonder in the world in this way, in the tiny trinkets and objects that they collect. But I also want to sort of validate this act of collection, that it's a very human act, that everybody has these sort of impulses to discover and collect and examine, and how enjoyable that is, what a joy it is to marvel at these wonders that we discover in the world.
Now, these books are going to be read to children by adults. So do you keep that adult audience in mind as well as you create your books?
From time to time, I'm trying to mostly create for the children. But there is a moment later on in the book where you get to see the child collector enter their apartment. And when you see this apartment, about every surface of the apartment is covered in this child's walk collection. And I thought that would be a moment that a lot of parents reading the book would identify as a familiar moment, to see how their house has sort of been taken over by their kids' collections.
And the other thing I noticed about your illustration is that this is a small child, and nowhere in the text does it say whether this is a little boy or a little girl. That way, I guess that keeps that open for however the child wants to identify with that character.
Exactly. We also never see the face of the adult accompanying the child, so it's open as to whether this is a parent, a caregiver, a grandparent, that sort of thing. So I really love that any child is hopefully able to kind of connect with these characters and recognize something familiar.
You're both the author and illustrator of these books. I am wondering if you feel like that gives you a creative advantage, because maybe not everybody knows, but often with picture books, there's a separate author and a separate illustrator who may never meet.
It's true. And I've worked that way before, and it can be really enjoyable to make those collaborations happen. But it is really lovely to envision a book from start to finish and be able to really pay attention to the relationship between the words and the pictures the way that an author illustrator might be able to.
That actually was going to be my next question, about finding that balance between the text and the pictures, because they work together and sometimes one works better than other.
Yeah, I think that's certainly the case with picture books and comics, which are my other main artistic endeavor. I think that it's a real partnership between the words and the images, and it's a language unto itself. And sometimes you can collaborate to make that language work, but in a lot of cases, it's really important to balance those things, those two languages together.
How would you describe your illustration style?
Well, it varies. In this book, I use a number of different materials because I really wanted it to have this kind of tactile feel, the way that you feel when you touch a small object in your collection. So I used colored pencils and watercolors and gouache, which is just a very sort of thick, opaque watercolor. And I wanted people to have an understanding that this was a piece of art that took actual objects and tactile acts to create. So this is a very loving and tactile form of my artistic style, I hope.
You've created books for other ages of children as well, but I'm curious what it is you enjoy about creating a picture book for this age of child.
Picture books are some of the most challenging books I make. I've made 300-page graphic novels for adults that I found less challenging than a 40-page picture book. And part of that is that when you're trying to put yourself in the mind of a child, it's a little bit more sort of emotional work to project yourself, to really draw on your own inner child to make that connection. And you want to pay as much attention as you can to that relationship between the pictures and the words, and you want to get it right for a child reader. I think it's really important. So fewer words and fewer pictures, but a lot more attention to detail.
Yeah, I think a lot of people don't realize the challenge of a picture book because they think it's short. There aren't that many words. Must be easy. But someone once described it to me as that picture books are almost like haiku, that you have to fit a lot in a very small space. You're limited in the language you can use, and you're limited in the number of pages that you can use.
Definitely. And with comics, you have a little bit more elbow room to sort of expand into panels and sort of expound on certain points. But with picture books, you have to be concise, and you have to make sure that the images really grab the attention of the reader.
Well, given the challenges of writing a picture book, what advice would you have for someone who wants to enter into the creation of picture books?
Well, I think that what we want to remember is that if you want someone to love and pay attention to the work that you make, you have to love and pay attention to the detail in the work that you create. In that way, it's this reciprocal relationship between the author and the illustrator and the reader. And so when someone has an idea for a picture book, sometimes they think that the idea can carry it. It doesn't matter what sort of language or what sort of art they use. It just is really about the idea. Whereas I believe this very strongly that the relationship between all of these things has to come together, and you have to really put a lot of love and attention and care into it. And I think that's why it's kind of a dismal thing when someone uses artificial intelligence, generative AI, to make either the text or the images in their books, because it shows how little they care about creating something that someone else is going to read and digest, especially a young mind who is learning what the world is and how they're going to interact with the world and how to take care and attention to detail into the life that they're going to lead. And so I always try to put as much care and detail and love into the books that I make. And I hope that anyone who wants to make a book for children really understands that it takes a lot to do that, and that sometimes it takes a collaboration, sometimes it takes a lot of study, a lot of time, a lot of learning a new skill in order to get there, but that they should really try and make their books show as much love as they possibly can.
As you mentioned, you've created content for children and adults. What's next for you?
Next, I'm working on a bunch of different projects. I like to kind of diversify so that if I get stuck on one project, I can switch over to another. But next, I'm sort of working on an all-ages book, hopefully funny, more comics, and for a slightly older audience than Searching for Walks. But it's still in the early stages right now, so I'm still kind of developing it and working through some ideas.
This picture book is Searching for Walks by Lucy Nisley. Lucy, thank you for talking with me today.
My pleasure. Thank you very much for having me.
You'll find more interviews on a wide variety of topics at kansaspublicradio.org/conversations. You can use the KPR app to listen to the latest episodes on your phone or tablet, and you'll also find us on Facebook. I'm Dan Skinner. Thanks for listening.